From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. BP says the cap on its oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is working. It says there is no oil gushing from the well for the first time in 3 months. But Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttle says it's just one step in a process.
The next step is actually we have to complete these relief wells. We have to actually go in with the relief well and seal this well off so it can no longer flow. So that activity will continue until this well no longer has the capability to ever flow again.
In the meantime, Suttle says pressure readings on the cap will be taken every 6 hours to ensure that there is no leak under the seabed. Some Republicans say the financial overhaul bill passed by Congress will cost jobs. NPR's Audie Cornish reports some Republicans want to repeal the legislation as President Obama prepares to sign it.
House Minority Leader John Boehner says the legislation laying new rules on the financial sector should be repealed.
I think the financial reform bill is ill-conceived. I think it's going to make credit harder for the American people to get, clearly harder for businesses to get, and the fact that it's going to punish every banker in America for the sins of a few on Wall Street, I think it's unwise.
But Democrats are hailing it as a major victory for President Barack Obama. The legislation tries to tackle the issues that led up to taxpayer-funded bailouts. There'd be a new financial regulator to watch over all kinds of consumer loans, including those from mortgage lenders and large credit unions. The legislation also gives regulators the power to seize and dismantle financial firms on the verge of collapse. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
India's external affairs minister says his country is hopeful that Pakistan will pursue new leads in the attacks on Mumbai 2 years ago. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that the matter was a sticking point in Thursday's high-level talks between the two countries.
The atmosphere was described as cordial, but it was clear that India and Pakistan are nowhere near resolving their most protracted differences. The Pakistani side raised the issue of strife-torn Kashmir, where Indian security forces in the disputed Himalayan area have long been accused of human rights violations. India urged Pakistan to speed up the trial of Pakistani militants accused in the Mumbai attacks. But the tensest moment in their joint appearance came when the two foreign ministers were asked about India's alleged backing of a nationalist insurrection in Pakistan's Balochistan province. India said there was not a shred of evidence that Delhi was involved, adding that the number of Pakistani militants infiltrating India-held Kashmir had jumped 40%. Pakistan's foreign minister replied that infiltration is not the policy of his government. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Iranian officials say more than 20 people are dead and hundreds are wounded as a result of twin suicide attacks on a predominantly Shia mosque. A group calling itself Jundallah says the attacks are meant to avenge last month's execution of its leader. This is NPR News. A civil rights lawyer convicted of passing a note from a jailed terror suspect to his followers has received an additional 8 years in prison. NPR's Margot Adler has the story.
Lynn Stewart, the 70-year-old lawyer and political activist, was originally sentenced in 2006 to 28 months in jail. Prosecutors contended, and the jury agreed, that she sent a message from blind Sheikh Abdul Rahman to followers in Egypt by speaking to a reporter from Reuters. This was considered a crime because it violated special administrative measures put in place in terrorism cases. Defenders of Stewart said she was prosecuted to prevent lawyers from giving a vigorous defense to those clients. An appeals court ordered new sentencing and said Judge John Kotel had to consider whether Stewart committed perjury during the trial. Kotel said she did. He apparently also did not like that she told her supporters she could do her sentence standing on her head. He said she didn't express remorse. He imposed a new sentence of 10 years. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Apple is scheduled to hold a press conference on Friday to discuss problems with its latest iPhone. Apple is facing criticism over its handling of complaints about dropped calls. The company says there's a software glitch that overstates the strength of the phone's signal, while critics say there's a flaw in the antenna design. Apple sold 1.7 million iPhone 4s in the first 3 days that the device became available last month. Songwriter Hank Cochran has died following a battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 74. Cochran's songs include Make the World Go Away, which Eddie Arnold turned into a hit. He co-wrote Patsy Cline's I Fall to Pieces and penned a string of favorites performed by Willie Nelson, Loretta Lynn, and others. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.